Travel shaper Gary Arndt, Wisconsin, everythingeverywhere.com. I met Gary Arndt in Bangkok during 2015 TBEX Asia Travel Blog Exchange, an international conference that brings the content creators, brands, and tourism boards together. But my first interaction with him was at Stockholm during TBEX Europe in 2016. Where we were fellow speakers. Our later encounters have been at various editions of TBEX in Asia, Manila and Jerusalem, Europe, Ostrava, Czechia, and North America, Huntsville, Alabama. In our initial interactions, I found him reserved. But once we warmed up to each other, he provided a wealth of knowledge on blogging and also connected me to the NYC Tourism Board during my visit to the USA. He has won all awards on offer for travel blogging in the US. In my view, if not the number one, he is amongst the top five travel bloggers in the world. Know more about Gary in his own words in this edition of Travel Shapers. Who is Gary? My name is Gary Arndt. I began traveling in 2007. When I sold my home to travel around the world. I originally intended to travel for a year, but I just never stopped until the pandemic. I am currently living in the state of Wisconsin in the United States. I have been named Travel Photographer of the Year by the Society of American Travel Writers and twice by the North American Travel Journalists Association. I have also won 3 Lovell Thomas Awards for photo illustration of travel. I'm really just an all-purpose travel photographer. I have photographed people, buildings, wildlife, and landscapes. Gary Arndt and his favorite destinations. South Georgia Island, a difficult-to-reach destination that is well worth the effort. You will have an experience with the wildlife unlike any other in the world. Nahanni National Park, located in northern Canada. It too is hard to reach, but also well worth the effort. Namibia. The Namib Desert is amazing, as is the Skeleton Coast, where the desert touches the sea. An experience Gary remembers fondly. I once encountered a man in Oman who drove me from Nizwa to Muscat. He spoke no English and I spoke no Arabic. He refused any money for gas after he dropped me off, he left before I could even thank him. His bucket list: Peru, Cuba, Nepal, Mongolia, Tanzania. I have yet to visit all of those countries, and they are next on my list of places to visit. Gary's recent travel and pandemic. I haven't been anywhere in over a year. My last trip was to Portugal in February 2020. I rented a car and drove around for 10 days. I currently have no trips planned yet. His view on travel content creation as a profession. It is becoming more difficult to create travel content as a career after the pandemic. There isn't as much money anymore for promotion. I have shifted most of my efforts into my new podcast. Pin this travel shaper.